Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Complete Guide to Peptides, Unlocking the Secrets to Health, Healing, and Longevity by Hacksmith, positions peptides as one of the most talked about frontiers in modern wellness and performance. Peptides are short chains of amino acids that act as signaling molecules in the body, influencing processes like tissue repair, inflammation, metabolism, and hormone regulation. In the wider public conversation, they are often framed as tools for recovery, fat loss, skin and hair improvement, and healthy aging. Yet, they can be misunderstood, overhyped, or used without adequate context. This book is presented as a practical overview designed to help readers understand what peptides are, why they matter, and how people typically approach them in real-world health and fitness settings. It aims to bridge basic biology with actionable decision-making, including how to evaluate claims, think about goals, and consider safety. For readers curious about longevity and healing strategies, it serves as an entry point into a rapidly evolving space where education and caution are equally important. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Peptides 101, what they are and how they signal change. A foundational theme is understanding peptides as biological messengers rather than magic shortcuts. Peptides are built from amino acids, but compared to full proteins, they are smaller and often more targeted in function, which helps explain why they are discussed in contexts like recovery, body composition, and age-related decline. The book's premise naturally invites readers to learn the major categories people encounter in peptide conversations, those linked to growth hormone pathways, those associated with tissue repair and inflammation modulation, and those connected to metabolic signaling. A clear conceptual model is crucial because peptide effects are typically indirect. They nudge pathways that influence downstream outcomes like collagen production, appetite, sleep quality, or training recovery. This topic also includes basic ideas such as receptor binding, signaling cascades, and why dosing and timing are often discussed as important variables. By framing peptides as part of a broader communication network in the body, readers can better evaluate claims and avoid confusing correlation with causation. The practical value is learning to ask the right questions: which pathway is being targeted, what outcome is realistic, and what evidence supports the mechanism in humans rather than only in theory. Secondly, health and healing applications, recovery, inflammation, and tissue support. Another major topic focuses on the reasons many people become interested in peptides in the first place: healing and recovery. Public discussions commonly connect peptides with supporting soft tissue repair, improving recovery from training, and addressing chronic inflammation patterns that can affect joints, tendons, or overall vitality. Within that landscape, the book's role is to outline how these goals are typically framed, such as enhancing the body's own repair signaling, supporting collagen-related processes, or promoting better sleep and stress resilience that indirectly improves recovery. A useful angle is distinguishing between symptom chasing and system support. Readers benefit when they understand that inflammation is not inherently bad, it is part of healing, and the real goal is often regulation rather than suppression. This topic also naturally includes lifestyle foundations that interact with any advanced intervention: adequate protein, micronutrients, sleep, progressive training load management, and addressing metabolic health. By grounding peptide interest in recovery fundamentals, the reader is less likely to view peptides as a replacement for basics. The takeaway is a more realistic framework for evaluating whether a peptide-centered approach is appropriate for a given health or performance objective. Thirdly, longevity and metabolic health, hype versus practical strategy. The longevity promise in the title points to a third core topic: how peptides are positioned in the broader anti-aging and metabolic health conversation. In popular wellness circles, peptides are often associated with improved body composition, healthier glucose regulation, better energy, and maintaining function as people age. A responsible guide emphasizes that longevity is not one outcome, but a collection of measurable domains such as cardiometabolic markers, muscle mass and strength, sleep quality, cognitive health, and inflammation balance. This topic helps readers translate a vague goal, like live longer, into actionable priorities where evidence is stronger, for example, maintaining lean mass, reducing central adiposity, and improving recovery capacity. It also creates space to discuss expectations, because longevity interventions usually produce gradual, subtle changes rather than dramatic transformations. A pragmatic strategy is stacking interventions, nutrition, resistance training, aerobic capacity, stress management, and regular medical monitoring, then viewing peptides as a potential add-on rather than the foundation. The value of this section is learning to separate marketing language from meaningful metrics and to think in terms of risk reduction and functional capacity. Readers come away better equipped to judge whether peptide use aligns with their long-term health plan. Fourthly, safety, legality, and medical oversight. making informed decisions, any complete guide must address safety and the real-world complexities of acquiring and using peptides. This topic centers on risk management, potential side effects, interactions, contraindications, product quality concerns, and the importance of medical guidance. In many regions, some peptides are prescription-only, others are used off-label, and some are sold through gray market channels where purity and dosing accuracy may be uncertain. Readers need a framework for evaluating sources, understanding labeling limitations, and recognizing that contamination or mislabeling can create serious risks. This topic also covers why baseline labs and follow-up testing matter for outcomes tied to hormones, metabolic markers, and overall health. Another key element is understanding that individual variability is large. Factors like age, existing conditions, medication use, and training status can change the risk profile. A careful guide encourages readers to treat peptides as biologically active compounds that require respect, not as casual supplements. It also highlights the importance of aligning decisions with personal values and rules, especially for competitive athletes where banned substance policies may apply. The main benefit is empowering readers to make cautious, well-informed choices and to prioritize safety over speed. Lastly, building a personal protocol mindset, goals, tracking, and sustainability. A final important topic is the mindset of building a coherent, sustainable approach rather than chasing trends. In practice, people interested in peptides often have overlapping goals: improved recovery, better sleep, reduced cravings, enhanced physique, or healthier aging. This topic emphasizes clarifying a primary objective, selecting measurable indicators, and tracking progress in a way that reduces self-deception. Useful indicators may include training performance, resting heart rate, body measurements, sleep consistency, subjective recovery, and clinician-guided lab markers when appropriate. The protocol mindset also includes planning, starting with one variable at a time, allowing enough time to assess change, and avoiding stacking multiple interventions that make it impossible to know what worked. Sustainability matters because many health goals require months of consistent habits, and any intervention that undermines sleep, increases anxiety, or strains finances is unlikely to be a net win. This theme also reinforces that peptides should not replace fundamentals like nutrition, movement, and stress management, but may complement them when used thoughtfully. The key outcome is a more disciplined decision process that helps readers avoid impulsive experimentation and instead build a long-term, evidence-oriented health strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for health-curious readers who keep hearing about peptides and want a structured, plain language orientation before they make decisions. It can also serve fitness-focused individuals, biohacking enthusiasts, and aging adults who care about recovery, body composition, and resilience, especially if they value understanding mechanisms and trade-offs rather than chasing quick fixes. The biggest life benefit is improved decision-making. Readers can learn how peptides fit into human physiology, how to define realistic goals, and how to evaluate claims against safety, legality, and personal risk tolerance. That clarity can reduce costly trial and error and can encourage smarter conversations with qualified clinicians. Compared with many similar books and online guides, the advantage of a complete guide format is that it aims to connect multiple domains in one place: basic science, common use cases, and practical guardrails for responsible use. Instead of presenting peptides as a standalone miracle, it positions them within a broader health framework where sleep, training, nutrition, and monitoring are central. If you want an accessible starting point that helps you think critically and plan sustainably, this book is worth buying as a consolidated reference. If you would like to support Hacksmith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.